But they don't do it anymore. Yeah, to the white people, the white folks, they don't do that anymore.
You know the Kentucky Fried Chicken thing?
Oh yeah.
He's called a
Captain Sanders.
Not Captain.
Colonel Sanders.
Okay.
Colonel Sanders.
And
I was demoting Colonel.
The person who presides over the court is called a
over the what, honey?
Over the court.
The court.
Uh-huh.
Is the judge.
And a person who goes to school
is a student.
And a woman who works in an office and answers the phone and does the typing. And
a receptionist, a secretary.
And a man on the stage would be an actor. A woman would be
an actress.
And if you're born in the United States, you say your nationality is?
United States.
Okay. You're not Canadian.
You're not Canadian now. How do you?
You're an
United States citizen.
Okay, you say, I'm proud to be a
United States citizen.
Or an, what's another?
I can't think now.
Well, if you're born in Mexico, you're a Mexican. If you're born here, you're an
American.
Okay.
I'd like to never say it. I thought you were trying to get me to say something else. So.
Said he was feeling so good that instead of walking, he, what, all the way home?
Jogged all the way home, or ran all the way home.
He said he has, what, a mile?
He has around a mile.
And children like to?
To run.
And you say, it was so cold last night that the pipes
froze.
And did what?
Bursted.
You say, I was going to wrap him, but the pipes had already
bursted.
Because the water had
leaked out.
Okay. And you say if it gets much colder, the pipes will
freeze
and
burst.
And you say if it was, there's just a thin coating on the of ice on the lake last night. You say the lake
is froze.
Okay. And if it's cold enough to kill the tomatoes and flowers, you say last night we had a
killing frost.
What if it's harder than that?
We had a freeze.
About what temperature would it have to be a freeze?
Oh, below 32. They have a real killing freeze below 32.
What different names are there for colored people?
Negroes.
Mm-hmm.
And what else?
Were there any insulting words that they were called?
Nigger.
Do you hear that nowadays?
No. People better not use that nowadays.
What about joking words?
Very, very seldom I hear it, and it's undercover when I do. Joking words.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what you mean, honey? Joking words about what? About black people?
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't really know.
What did y'all call them when you were growing up?
Oh, they were called niggers when I was growing up.
That's
you know,
all right,
well, as far as I know, it was.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I tell you now, my mother always taught us to say colored people.
Mm-hmm.
She taught me from the time I was little, we'd have colored people work for us. My daddy'd have colored people work for us. We didn't just go out and say, tell that nigger to come in. We'd say nigger, but we did, like I say, it was kind of under your breath. You didn't just go right out and say, because I was taught better than that when I was very young. We'd say colored people.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd call it was an old, colored lady, we called her Aunt Jo. I know there was one that worked for my mother, used to iron for her. We called her Aunt Jo, and we all just loved Aunt Jo just like family. She'd come and iron and do things for Mama and help take care of the children.
Does anyone still call older people aunt or uncle?
You know, you mean black people?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't imagine they do. They're called Mr. and Mrs. now, just like everybody else.
And someone of our race would be called
well, a Caucasian
or